Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Glad you're with us. Bob Getty broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. My friend Daniel Stewart is with me from Southern Bancorp. And, of course, we brought the studio here. We do that every Tuesday with Daniel. Later in the show, we're going to be talking to Kelly Sander. He's down in Poplarville as Pearl River Community College and Meridian Junior College get together for a state playoff game. And talk about the connections between Southern Miss and those two schools, Daniel.
Absolutely. Great connections.
Yeah, no question. And you're an alum of Meridian.
Yeah, Coach Berry was our coach there, recruited me from West Lauderdale High School. At the time, we had just come off a JUCO World Series trip, missed out my freshman year, but got a chance to go back to Grand Junction, Colorado, my sophomore year, JUCO World Series, so great experience there.
There we go. Also, later in the show, we're going to be hearing from Josh Ock, who has been a pivotal pitcher in the Golden Eagle staff this year and had some ups and some downs, but overall very good, solid, and important player. So Daniel comes in every Tuesday and talks to us about Southern Miss baseball in this segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. And all right, so let me throw this first question at you.
Okay.
Former pitcher here, has the pitching staff stabilized from what we were looking at 3 weeks ago?
I think it's stabilized quite a bit more. 100% stabilized might be a little bit of a stretch, but you know, had Graydon Harris gone out Sunday and gone 6 or 7 innings, I'd probably say yeah. But you know, he struggled, and you're gonna struggle every now and then as a pitcher. Fortunately, Connor Sustrom came in 4 innings, 2 hit ball, really shut down Archie State after that. So we are way better off now than we were 4 or 5 weeks ago.
It seems like every year, late in the season, down the stretch, heading into the postseason, one or two kids steps up that you didn't hear about all year long.
Yeah.
I can go back to Justin Storm, who became unhittable. Josh Ock stepped up last year against App State and pitched a heck of a game to close that out. Is Connor Sustrom beginning to look like that guy?
He's one of those guys for sure. I would say 3 guys right now, in my opinion. Connor Sustrom definitely is one of those guys you can rely on in relief. Landon Payne,
yes,
is one of those guys. I think secondarily to Colby Allen, he's our maybe closer number 2. But the guy that really stands up to me is Matt Adams. I mean, Matt was our midweek starter, and at the time, beginning of the year, we were going through 5-6 guys a night. He may get 2 innings on that week night pitching start. Then he had some struggles. Now he's our Saturday guy and is doing extremely well. So extremely proud of him and glad to see him in that Saturday spot.
I'll talk to you about Cross Sibley. He started out as a starter, had some good starts, ran into a lot of trouble, taken out of the starting rotation, brought into relief pitch, again, through some struggles.
Sure.
But now Cross really has pitched well his last 3 outings. Is that where he should be?
I think it is. And, you know, him as a starter, he can do it. He did it all through his high school career and has shown that he's, you know, capable of doing it. But I think if you would really be honest and say, where does he truly fit in our staff? It's as a relief pitcher. He's one of those guys that can give us 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 innings. You know, seems like that second time around through the batting order, they get to him a little bit. But he's definitely somebody we can count on in those long relief situations.
All right, Daniel, again, I'm going to call on your expertise. Why is that? Why are some kids more comfortable in a relief role as opposed to a starting role?
Well, you know, for me, you know, I did some relief work, especially because I was the midweek Sunday starter, kind of went back and forth between me and Charlie Rogers and Steve Castleman saw him back in the day. But it is a different mentality, and I think some guys are just wired for that relief closer role. Some guys are wired to be that starting pitcher, because when I started, I may not go 100% every single inning because I was trying to stretch 7, 8, hopefully 9 innings. As a reliever, I knew I could come in and be 100% because I was only going to throw maybe 2 innings, 3 innings at top. So you can kind of come in with a little bit more effort, a little bit more intensity. Starters need to be a little bit more cool, calm, collective. But as you can see, some relievers can kind of come in with a little chip on the shoulder and do really well. So it is a different mentality.
Then there's Landon Payne.
Landon Payne, big chip on his shoulder. Pearl River guy. Plays with a lot of intensity, a lot of heart, a lot of fire. That's kind of – I like to see him there in the back end of some of those games, shut it out for us.
Yeah, ask the Georgia State guy. Landon's got a little pain.
A little bit. You know, those Georgia boys must have some anger issues because Georgia Southern got into it this weekend with JMU. So, who knows?
Well, the Cajuns are coming here this weekend. Is it fair to say they'll come in, it'll be like kumbaya, and they'll just be all friendly and charming, the guys from Louisiana?
No, I don't think so. we've got a history with those guys that goes back many, many years.
Quite a history.
You know, Danny Lynch is probably still living rent-free in their head, I'm sure. he's still over there in our dugout, so that ought to be fun. But, you know, those we say it seems like every week, those Louisiana guys, those Louisiana teams are always going to be tough. They've had a good year, and they're going to play us hard.
You know, Daniel, one thing, and I love college baseball. I make no bones about that. I think the most exciting play in sports is a dramatic home run. But I've gotten to where I just love watching kids work, like J.B. Middleton.
Sure.
What is it about J.B. Middleton that he has become such a special talent?
To me, I watch him and he makes it look so easy. He's got a very fluent delivery. I don't know if I've ever seen him sweat. I mean, it's effortless velocity, great slider, doesn't seem to get rattled. Now, he's done so well, there hasn't been a lot to get rattled about. But to me, I just watch him, and I'm just impressed with how easy he makes it look. And being a Friday night starter in a Sun Belt conference is not an easy job, and he makes it look easy.
Compare him to Tanner Hall. They remind me some of one another.
You know, similar stature, but a completely different style of pitching. Mm-hmm. Tanner Hall was a lot of movement, great changeup, good spot. J.B. Middleton is going to be more of that power pitcher with a power slider. Now, he's got a great changeup as well, and that's going to serve him well at the next level, having that great changeup. But they approach the game, I think, very similar ways. But Tanner's going to be more finesse. J.B. is more power.
And then Colby Allen has reignited himself. He's just looked unhittable his last couple outings.
I was watching him pitch and was sitting next to a guy, and they were asking me, what makes him so unhittable? I was like, 4 out of 5 pitches is one of the nastiest sliders I've ever seen in my life. And it just drops off the table, and it's coming in 85 miles an hour, and those guys are just swinging over it. So kind of like the old Mariano Rivera, nothing was straight. You never knew what you were going to see. As far as movement goes, and that just makes him really, really effective.
Now, as Travis Creel hears this show, he's going to say, well, hey, guys, what about my guys who are just knocking the cover off the ball? As a pitcher, you got to love having a batting lineup like this.
With the kind of run support that the hitters are giving the pitchers, I mean, our pitchers really have no excuse. I mean, if we get beat, it's not because of the – oh, let me take that back. We have lost some games where we haven't done well. But, I mean, the majority of the games this year, we've put up almost double-digit hits. We're hitting with a lot more power than we've hit over the past few years. You got guys top to bottom with some power, aside from Jake Cook. But, I mean, hit his first home run since he was 13 years old. First home run since he was 13 years old. Hits it off the scoreboard, opposite field. Big smile on his face around the bases. But, I mean, what about Matthew Russo? I mean, just a line drive, walk-off home run, rip his jersey off. He's smiling ear to ear. So a lot of fun to watch.
I made the comment the other day that he didn't remind me at all of Matt Wallner. Matt would hit those moon shots out of the ballpark. Matthew, when he connects, you described it, man. It is a line drive from home plate into the roost.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, he even hit the one over center field, kind of went down and got it. So he's one of those guys. I mean, every time he comes to the plate, he's got the potential to put one out. And it's not just him. I mean,
that Monastir kid's pretty good.
He's pretty good. Carson Pato's right there. You know, we've got some guys that can hit the ball, and it's fun to watch because that's not our typical style of baseball that we're used to here at Southern Miss, so it's fun to see.
Are you surprised Tuna has not been drafted? We were talking about that Sunday afternoon.
Well, you know, he's been really, really good, but he's just on the cusp of being really, really great. You know, he's been pretty consistent. He had a really good freshman year, and I think – if you were to kind of project where he would have been, he maybe came in under some of those projections his sophomore and junior year. So I think that's maybe why he hasn't gotten some of the attention that maybe some of the other guys around the country have. But a really talented player, and, you know, there's still some baseball left to play.
You think he may get a shot?
I think he's going to get a shot. I really do. I think he's got too much power. Somebody's going to take a chance on him.
I think he'd come back here if he could.
Oh, 100%.
We'd take him, wouldn't we?
I'd go back if I could.
All right, Daniel and I are going to hook up with Kelly Center, getting ready for Pearl River and Meridian Community College. And, man, what ties there are between those great schools and Southern Miss. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We're glad you're with us this afternoon. This segment of the show is sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net. We love Miss Kathleen. Be sure to tell her buddies from the Eagle Hour said hello. Want to remind you about Mobe Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. In case you don't know, that is the daughter of the mayor of the Roost, Jody Lott, and her great husband that owned Mobe Beignet Company. Now, don't let that keep you from going because of Jody Lott. Jody's a good guy, and he would want you down there. And we want to thank Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You can visit their all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. It's pretty clear that Pearl River Community College is still searching for a qualified PA announcer. In the interim, Kelly Sander has the gig, and that's where he's at right now. As he's awaiting this game tonight between Pearl River, the juggernaut, and Meridian Junior College, the alma mater of my friend and guest here, Daniel Stewart. And Kelly Sander, there's just almost immeasurable ties between these two junior college programs and the Golden Eagle baseball program in there.
Yeah, there's only four teams left in the Region 23 tournament down here in Poplarville, and one of those games is about ready to take place at 2:00, Bob. It looks like the weather is going to cooperate between Pearl River and Meridian. The only other two teams that are left in this field are Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College and Northeast, but your point is certainly well made. Just with Southern Miss, just in the last couple of years, these are some of the players that have come just out of the Pearl River program. Landon Harper, Tate Parker, Reese Ewing, Landon Payne, who is still there, of course, Gabe Broaddus, Graham Crawford, and already committed to pitch next year for Coach Ostrander is Camden Clark. And this is a Pearl River team that's 46-6 going into today's game. So, I mean, they're just, they really are a wagon and favorite to win this on their home field, although those other three schools are going to have something to say about it. But when you talk about Meridian, the coaching tree for Meridian, going back to Corky Palmer, and when Corky Palmer left Meridian, he left the Eagles program at the able hands of Scott Berry. And then that continued at Southern Miss, of course, when Corky left, and Scott Berry followed him there. Dylan Suddeth is the coach now at Meridian, and it just speaks volumes that three of the four teams remaining in this field are from right about, 40 or 50-mile radius
right.
of each other here in the southern
right.
part of the state.
Right.
So it's just amazing how good the connections have been. And, man, how easy does it make it for Coach Ostrander and his staff to have a program, and not to take anything away from Jones College. You know, Jones has really been good the last 5 or 6 years. So right. you put them into the mix, too. It sure helps on the recruiting budget when you don't have to go very far, like right in your own backyard.
Well, it's I'm sure no one's forgotten Dalton McIntyre, one of the great center fielders we've ever seen, came from Meridian. And then, of course, Kelly, there was Daniel Stewart.
Who?
Be nice. Be nice. Now, he already bailed you out of your ATM issues.
Well, in all fairness to Kelly, it was right around Y2K. It's been a few years since I was
Oh, okay. Well, Kelly
so
was
I'll
here.
Excuse
trust me.
Me
with that. Kelly remembers Kelly remembers when the Jackson Mets were a very popular team,
yeah.
don't you, Kelly? You were about 45 then, Kelly, is that right? 45, 50?
I was actually, he talked about 2000. I was going to buy a Volkswagen that year just so I could have a collector's item, a Y2K bug.
He's always just got some terrible, terrible joke in his back. Jump in here, Daniel. Save us, please.
Oh, goodness.
But actually, Bob, you know, back on the quality of these baseball teams, every single second-year player at Pearl River, every single second-year player has already committed to a four-year school.
Wow.
So
that's impressive.
That's something that not many coaches can say. Hey, if you want to play Division I baseball, this is a good place to go because every one of our guys gets to go somewhere. In fact, Travis Creel, I think, was here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at some of the other players in the field. You know, from Northeast and
wait a minute,
Gulf Coast.
He hadn't been fired yet.
No, it's like I say, it's been changed this year to hire Creel, not fire
Creel. Yeah. He kind of hushed him up, didn't he? Daniel, what was it at the Meridian Junior College that equipped you to pitch Division I baseball?
Well, I mean, honestly, it really started with Coach Jerry Boatner at West Lauderdale High School kind of setting a foundation. But when I made that leap to Meridian, Coach Kelly Osborne was our pitching coach at the time, and Coach Berry, being a catcher, was really instrumental in pitching, so kind of helped you fine-tune some things. But you really – at Meridian, at the time, we were in the Miss Lou Conference, so we didn't play Pearl River Jones. We played Delgado Community College, Bossier City, and others. But the level of competition and the JUCO level we were playing in was extremely high at that time. So, yes, it wasn't, you know, a four-year school, but I got a chance to play and really see how good I was and how I stacked up against some of the other premier players that were playing JUCO baseball at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So big, it was instrumental.
And you played for Scott at Meridian?
I did. Coach Berry was there and freshman and sophomore year. My sophomore year, Coach Federico, mm-hmm. Michael Federico, was our pitching coach, which was his first coaching stop. Mm-hmm. He's now head coach at Louisiana Monroe. Loved Coach Federico. Got a few stories we could tell about, you know, those JUCO trips we took. Completely different than D1 baseball, but great history, great tradition.
Yeah, he was a great coach here as well. Did Scott have hair back in those days?
You know, I've seen some older pictures, and I think he kind of – he maybe had a little bit more, but not much more.
I got you.
We called him a bull. He was – man, he was muscled up back
he's
in the
still,
day.
He's still pretty dadgum stout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Kelly.
And Daniel, has your wife ever thought, too, that those guys that went on to illustrious careers and you're hanging out with me and Bob –
Kelly, I was trying to keep that wrapped up. Don't let the cat out of the bag. But hopefully she's not listening today.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting where life takes us, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, Kelly. So that should be a good one down there this evening, right? Both very good schools, very good programs,
I
should say.
And neither team has lost yet. It's a double elimination tournament. So this will put somebody into the and you hesitate to say loser's bracket because these teams are so good. But then the other part of this regional tournament is taking place in Decatur with East Central hosting that game. Jones is still alive in that bracket. And the winners of those two tournaments, the one here in Poplarville and the one in Decatur, will play what essentially is a super regional next week in a best two out of three. Then we'll play for a berth in the Junior College World Series in Enid, Oklahoma. So if it goes the way that the regular season went, it would be Pearl River against East Central, playing each other for the berth to go to Enid, and that would be hosted here at PRC in a best two out of three. But depending on the weather tomorrow, it just looks miserable. They're already talking about potentially moving some things around, but that's going to be the biggest question this week. But East Central and Pearl River, if they're both the number one seeds, if they were to win again, it would be here at PRC. But Jones still in that bracket up in Decatur, and Gulf Coast still very much alive, and Meridian here at the tournament in Poplarville.
Daniel, we talk a lot about, it gets a lot of publicity, the greatness of junior college football in the state of Mississippi, considered to be as good as any in the country. I would argue that junior college baseball is right there.
Absolutely. I think of where junior college baseball was 20 years ago, and it was, honestly, Meridian, we were in, we had some different recruiting things we could do. We could go after some different players, and we were the premier team in JUCO baseball in Mississippi, but there's been a big transition the last 20 years where now I would say Pearl River Community College is probably that premier JUCO baseball program. But, Kelly, you just said East Central is playing – for the other side, and East Central was not very good a few years back. So whatever they're doing, there's a lot of parity in JUCO baseball, and there's a lot of good players in Mississippi high schools that are looking for a place to play, and these JUCO programs are really stepping up and doing a good job recruiting these players, keeping them in
state. They're putting money into facilities, Daniel, and the thing that they're selling too is that, and a lot of kids don't realize this maybe until it's too late, but at the junior college level, you can sign a pro contract anytime.
That's right.
Whereas if you go Division I, you can't go until after your sophomore year. And the good thing about JUCO baseball, too, is if you do get recruited to go to that D1 program that you've dreamed about, they are recruiting you for a specific need, and it's an immediate need. Mm-hmm. So not only would you have had 2 years of playing experience at this level, but they're recruiting you to fill a hole that they've got right now that they think that you could fill. So I know that there's that old, everybody wants to play D1. I get that. That's part of their dream. But I don't, and I've said this before, almost ad nauseum, but I don't think anybody, particularly in Mississippi, should ever poo-poo the junior college experience because you're going to get the playing time, and again, you're going to be recruited for a specific purpose.
That's right.
All right, Kelly, you have fun down there. See you tomorrow.
Will do, guys. Thanks so much.
Kelly Satter. All right, Daniel, I sure appreciate you coming in every Tuesday. You're going to keep doing this through Omaha, right?
Absolutely. All the way. All the way to Omaha.
My optimism is eternal, Daniel.
Well, it's time to start thinking about it.
There you go. All right, Daniel, I appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, Bob.
Daniel Stewart, everybody. He'll be back with us next Tuesday. We'll hear from Josh Ock next as the Eagle Hour rolls along.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, Genesis of Hattiesburg is a sponsor of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're grateful to them. They're the official auto dealer of the program, Genesis Sedans and SUVs, or the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You can visit the all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of our program. Right there in the shadow of the rock, great place for lunch, dinner, great place to catch the next Golden Eagle baseball game. The Golden Eagles are always on the TV. And memorabilia like you can't imagine from Southern Miss sports history at 4th Street Bar and Grill. All right, don't forget we're going to be at the upcoming Sun Belt Baseball Tournament in Montgomery. We'll be broadcasting there on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of the tournament. We always look forward to that and hope that you'll find time to join us. All right, pitching, always a strength here at Southern Miss. Ryan Ock is a big part of that. Ryan is a sophomore from Victoria, Minnesota, followed in the footsteps of his brother Ryan Ock, who was a tremendous closer and a relief pitcher here for the Golden Eagles. And the young Ock has every potential of being the same. He's had some really great moments. He's got a 4.55 ERA as we speak today, a whip of 1.33. Like a lot of players, Josh has some ups and downs, but overall Josh Ock has been a very valuable member of the team and certainly one that the Golden Eagles are going to be counting on for big things down the stretch here. Had a chance to visit with Josh earlier in the week, and here's what he had to say.
Josh Ock on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I just said I can't believe we had you on before now. We'll get you more, but how are things going for you? How are you feeling?
Feeling good. The team's winning. That's all that matters. But, I mean, personally, not as good as I'd like to, but figuring it out, going to help the team.
Well, you're still a young player, obviously, and you're with a great pitching coach. What has he taught you through this year, and how have you gotten to the point you're at now? Because I think it – correct me if I'm wrong, your last two outings, very, very solid.
Coach Oz and Coach Bradford, the main thing right now with me is just pretty much the mental side, and they've helped me pretty much since freshman year just keep growing that and keep growing that. And then whenever I have, like, an off day or whatever, they'll pull me aside and just talk to me about it. And they'll tell me just everything positive and just build that self-esteem back up and build that mental up.
Yeah, Coach Oz tells us all the time that everybody on this roster is very talented physically or they wouldn't be here. But what you have to learn to develop is the mental aspect of the game. Baseball's tough. It's a game of failure, largely, and you have to be mentally tough. Is that what you hear?
Most definitely, yeah. That's probably the biggest thing he preaches is mental toughness. And if you don't have that, then you're probably not going to be here.
Well, I think it's fair to say you really made a statement last year in the tournament when you came in and really helped the team get to the championship game. And you've had really good outings here. Where are you in your mind as far as satisfaction is where you are in this portion of your young career?
I mean, I'd say I'm satisfied whenever I help the team win or just the team wins in general, even if I'm not a part of that on the mound that day. Mm-hmm. Just seeing the team succeed is just a great feeling to me. And then in order to keep doing that, I think I need to step up and keep helping the team out.
Okay, it started, the Minnesota thing started with Matt Walter. You've probably heard of him. Mm-hmm. Then your brother comes here, and now you're here. Tell us about your journey here and how you ended up a Golden Eagle all the way from Minnesota.
Well, when my brother came here, I guess I don't really know how old I was during the time, but he came here, and then about a year or two after that is when I started like my recruiting process pretty much, and Southern Miss was one of the first, if not the first, team to reach out to me. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of like a big deal to me, is that they wanted me. And I came down and visited. I liked everything I saw. I talked to my brother about it. He had nothing bad to say at all. Everything was positive. And from there on out, I was just comparing every other school to Southern Miss, and I was like, nothing is beating this.
Mm-hmm. Now that you're here and you're a part of the program, and you play in front of these crazy fans, and you go to North Carolina and play, and there are Southern Miss fans on the East Coast chanting and cheering for you. Your thoughts about the Southern Miss fan base, Josh?
This fan base is incredible. I mean, they're a part of us, and they help us win a lot more than people think they do. And I mean, just hearing them yelling at the other team, everything like that, it's just a great feeling knowing we have so many people behind us.
Travis Creel told me earlier today that even he was a little surprised at the number of fans and how vocal they were this past weekend in North Carolina. Did that surprise you?
It definitely did. And that just shows you how great our fan base is that they'll travel all the way to North Carolina. And I want to say that's like 9-10 hours, something like that, crazy like that. And it's just amazing to have those kind of people for us.
And they were vocal too, weren't they?
Yeah, they were loud.
All right, Minnesota to South Mississippi. You've been here at year two. How has the adjustment been? What do you find about this part of America that you like?
I mean, it's definitely a culture shock coming from Minnesota all the way down here, opposite side of the country. But, I mean, everyone down here is, like, nicer, I want to say. I want to say that's the biggest thing, that and the food. But
everybody says the food.
Yeah, definitely the food. But some people, like, I'll go back to Minnesota for a break or for the beginning of summer, and people look at me after I say something. They're like, was that a Southern accent? And I was like, there's no way. But, I mean, I love it down here.
Does your family get to come see you much?
Every once in a while, they'll try to make it to a series. But, I mean, just depends on their work schedule and everything. But whenever they can, they'll come down.
I think the way things line up, if you look ahead of next year, and I don't want to get ahead of this year, there's a lot of baseball to play. Certainly, you're in contention, strong contention to be a weekend starter here. Do you have any regrets about being here? And what are your thoughts about what you hope to accomplish in the years to come? You still have some time left to play.
I mean, honestly, as of right now, no regrets. I love being here. I'm extremely fortunate that they wanted me and let me come here. But as for the future, I mean, just trust the coaches and what they think is best and do my best to help the team win.
All right, we're going down the stretch here. Three series left, postseason ahead. Your mindset and the mindset of the Golden Eagles, Josh?
Do whatever it takes to win, pretty much. We know every game from here on out is important. We've just kind of instilled that in the whole team, that if we want to do what we want to do, we need to pretty much lock in, start winning, and play like it's our last every game.
All right, final question, and I know you had a couple rough outings, but that happens to everybody. Your last two outings have looked very strong. I would think mentally that helps you a lot as you go down the stretch because, as Travis Creel told us on our radio show today, you're crucial to the down to the stretch here. So what is your feeling right now with 3 weeks of the regular season left?
I mean, I'm feeling good. I think my last outing, I mean, it still wasn't like – the best or anywhere I think I'm capable of doing, but I think it's a big stepping stone in where I'll be and where I'm going to be for to help this team later on in the stretch.
Coach Oz has told me that when you're throwing strikes, you're unhittable. What's that mean to hear that from him?
I mean, it's always a good feeling to hear that, but yeah, Coach Oz, I mean, I couldn't do this all without him, but it's just a big thanks to him for everything for me.
He don't like walks, does he?
Mm-mm, not at all.
Best of luck to you, young man. We're glad you're here. We're glad you like South Mississippi, and we're certainly glad that you're continuing the family history and being a Golden Eagle.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, that's Josh Ock, and I actually talked to him before the past weekend series, obviously. We talked in terms of that point of three series left. Golden Eagles took care of the first one, winning all three games, of course, and have two left to go, Louisiana and Troy. We're going to compare that in the next segment to what Coastal has in store of them. Coastal now two games ahead of the Golden Eagles with six games left to play. That's for the regular season championship. And then, of course, the tournament that presents an entirely new opportunity. But the Josh Ock will undoubtedly be a very important part of the pitching staff going down the stretch. And in the new year to come next year, his brother Ryan still playing minor league baseball, and boy, he was a fire thrower. And as you heard me tell him, and that is what Coach Oz has said to me, is that when Josh Ock is focused and throwing strikes, he's almost unhittable. The problem, and that's probably not the best word, but the issue that Josh has faced from time to time this year is control problems, walking batters. hitting a couple of batters. And, of course, if you follow Golden Eagle baseball, you find out there is very, 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 very little tolerance for freebies when you pitch for Christian Ostrander. But delightful talking to Josh Ock, a great young man. Family tradition all started, of course, with Matt Waldner back when that Minnesota guy came down here. And he turned out pretty good, as did Ryan Ock. And now we're fortunate to have Josh Ock on the roster. When we come back, let's update where everything stands in the Sun Belt. What's ahead of the Golden Eagles? What they have to do to position themselves for the best possible seed in the upcoming tournament? The Super Talk Eagle Hour continues after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to Super Talk Eagle Hour. Glad you're with us this afternoon. DBAT sponsors this segment of our program. DBAT is located on Hardy Street. It's managed by Luke Reynolds, former great Golden Eagle third baseman. I'm sure if you follow Golden Eagle baseball like we do, you remember Luke Reynolds. He can help your children be the very best they can be at baseball and softball training, as can his great staff. They've got a wonderful pro shop, state-of-the-art facility down there. They've got all sorts of classes. They've got all sorts of programs you can enroll in, camps, etc. Make sure you check out this wonderful facility that we're so fortunate to have at DBAT on Hardy Street. Great pleasure to promote this brand-new store here in Hattiesburg, MCS Home Center out in Bellevue, Highway 98 West. Hank Lott is the owner of that establishment, one of the finest people and biggest supporters of Southern Miss Athletics that you will ever meet. MCS Home Center is a big box store of home improvement, everything for your home, for your garden, for your lawn. They even have hunting supplies, barbecue grills, cooking supplies, you name it, they've got it at MCS Home Center. Again, it is a beautiful facility. And it's staffed, and this is so important, it's staffed by local people who live in your community, who are a part of your community. And when you spend money at MCS Home Center, your money stays in your community as opposed to going down the road to one of the two big box stores here that are in competition with MCS. That money, straight out of the state of Mississippi, straight to the corporate headquarters of the big box company. You can get the same merchandise, same great pricing, probably even better, great selection, customer service, and you can keep your money right here in the community that we all call home when you do your shopping at MCS Home Center. We certainly hope that you will. Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Thousands of you are tuning in every month. We're grateful to you for that. You can hear it on YouTube, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, Audible, Apple, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. It saddens me to say that we're down to six regular season games left in the Sun Belt season. It's been an exciting one. The Golden Eagles right now, two games behind Coastal Carolina. The Golden Eagles 35-13. They're winners of nine straight games, 18-6 in the conference. Two games ahead of them at 37-11. They've won seven straight as Coastal Carolina. So the Golden Eagles are two games back with six games left to play. Anything is possible, but here's how it breaks down. Southern Miss, of course, hosts Louisiana Lafayette this weekend, and you know that's never going to be easy. The Raging Cajuns come in here at 25-24. Meanwhile, Louisiana Monroe at 21-27 will be at Coastal Carolina this weekend. The following weekend, Coastal goes on the road to Old Dominion, which is really one of the worst teams in the league, at 17-26. And the Golden Eagles travel to Troy. And Troy is two games behind Southern Miss in third place. They are 34-14. And they have been the media darling all year long, as you well know. Troy ranked in the top 20 again this week. Coastal as well. Coastal really pushing the top 10, getting close to that. But Coastal has Louisiana Monroe and Old Dominion left. Southern Miss has Louisiana and Troy left. Two games behind, six games left to play. Troy, two games behind the Golden Eagles at 16-8. Louisiana right behind Troy, just a game, at 15-9. So Louisiana only three games behind the Golden Eagles with a three-game set scheduled for this weekend. Texas State 12-12 on the season, 24-24 in the league. They're currently in fifth place. Old Dominion in sixth place. A bad record, 17-26, but they are 12-12 in the league. Georgia Southern is 11-13 in the league, 25-23 overall. Arkansas State 11-13, 23-24, and App State 11-13, 21-26. And then you have Marshall 10-14 in the league, 25-24. Georgia State 9-15, 24-25. South Alabama, they just seem to have really declined. 8-16 in the league, 19-26 overall. James Madison, 8-16 in league play, 15-33 overall. And Louisiana Monroe is 7-17 and dead last, 21-27 overall. If you go up four, if the tournament were today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If the tournament were today, Southern Miss would open against Appalachian State. Coastal would open against Marshall. Troy would play Arkansas State. Georgia Southern would play Louisiana. And Texas State would play Old Dominion. But we've got six games left. And if you follow college baseball, then you know that anything can happen, and you never know what's going to happen. Hey, we appreciate you listening to the show every day. We're going to be on the road tomorrow. We're going to be in Ellisville broadcasting from Wally Forestry, part of the annual Jones County Economic Development Remote. Got a great show for you. Travis Creel will be joining us on the program. And I think I just got this information in a few minutes ago. We're going to have another former Golden Eagle, and I apologize. I can't seem to pull it up right in front of me. But we're going to have a new commitment from South Jones High School, I believe, committed to the Golden Eagle baseball program and his coach. Look forward to all of that. We'll be in Ellisville broadcasting live tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you for listening, everybody. Southern Miss to the top. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.